Hi, it's November 28. Remember this TV show theme? One of Australia's all-time favourite police dramas. Cop Shop premiered on this day in 1977.
Mrs. O'Reilly, I must ask you to accompany us to a place of detention, namely Riverside Police Station.
There was a new star in golf on this day in 1999 when Aaron Baddeley won the Australian Open at the age of just 18, making him the youngest ever winner of the tournament.
Aaron Baddeley has a share of the lead at the moment, but this is an eagle putt. Got it, Pat. He's got it, Sandy. Catch me if you can.
November 28 birthdays, Randy Newman is 76. These days, he's best known for the songs he writes for the Pixar movies. But in 1978, he had this hit.
Don't people got no reason to live?
Former Little River Band guitarist B. Birtles is 71 today.
We'll go dancing in the dark, walking through the park and reminiscing.
Acclaimed actor Ed Harris is 69. You can see him in the movies The Right Stuff, A Beautiful Mind, The Truman Show and Just Cause.
Try telling them there ain't no formula for people like me. What we're dealing with here is just a predisposition for an appetite.
Judd Nelson, one of the members of the 80s Rat Pack, turned 60. He was in the movies St. Elmo's Fire and The Breakfast Club.
Violating fire codes and endangering the lives of children would be unwise at this juncture in your career, sir.
And one of Australia's biggest sports stars, in more ways than one, Andrew Bogut, is 35. He was first pick in the NBA draft in 2005. He's returned home in recent years to play with the Sydney Kings. Finally, it's the anniversary of the death of cinema great Leslie Nielsen, who died aged 84 in 2010. He was a dramatic actor before crossing to comedy in films like Flying High and Naked Gun.
Hey, look at that, the missing evidence in the Kellner case. My God, he was innocent.
Remembering Leslie Nielsen on November 28th.